We're continuing our series of visits with area veterans this morning and visiting with Martin Granquist of Marnie. And, you know, usually I start out by asking or mentioning what branch of service they served. Marty, it's hard to do that with you.
You bet it is, because I got the three branches of service, plus the National Guard. And the National Guard, it was two National Guards. First, I was in the State National Guard, which was created after World War II started. And like I try to say, I belonged to the Marine Corps first, and then I went into the Army after that, and then I went and finally wound up in the Air Force, which is the queen of the outfits. The Air Force is the soft of the air, of the services, I presume, I think, I hope.
I want to talk a little bit about why you enlisted. You enlisted at that time, and some kids today would think, my goodness, it was wartime. Why would you go and volunteer to do something like that? So why did you?
Why did I don't know. It just shows you how, I don't call myself simple. I wasn't simple, but I was very dedicated. And I grew up watching these war movies and all the other things before World War I and so forth. And my father was in World War I, but he didn't raise me. I was raised by my grandmother. My grandmother, who was a cook, and she had a restaurant in West Des Moines, which was Valley Junction at that period of time. And after that, she worked on the east side of the river there. We lived up there in Maple Street, which is gone now. Now it's right across from the Capitol there. It's gone because they put the interstate through there. So my old homestead is gone. And but I say I was raised at that period of time. And, I really enjoyed living there at that period of time. I was a kid growing up at East Des Moines there. It was quite an experience.
Well, and for folks who don't know, Marty was a tremendous high school athlete, not just the athlete that, you know, leads his team in home runs or scores four touchdowns in a game. Marty was a state championship athlete and really a world-class athlete at that point. And you gave up a lot to enlist in the service. There was talk about, maybe going on to bigger and better things athletically.
Right. That was very true, very true. Bill Easton at Drake University at that period of time, my coach was Mike Augustine. And like I said, you described the things quite well. That was it. You're right about that. But I had to be in the toughest branch, so therefore, me being a little simple like that, I had to be in the Marine Corps. Not any other branch would do. But boy, a lot of times I regretted it, but yet I don't regret it, but I've lucked out.
Well, with regard to that first round of service in the Marine Corps, it was during World War II, and as was the case a lot of times, you get in, you get basic done, and you're off. There's no lag time. They send you right into battle.
That's right. That was right. That was it. I remember, remember, Kwajalein and so forth all through there, and like I said, I can remember Iwo, of course, and I remember especially over there in the different islands. I'm trying to think of their names now. Mm-hmm. So,
how tough was Iwo Jima especially? Because that's one that everybody will be familiar with, at least the name, if not the battle itself for young people today. But is it possible to even describe to people who weren't there, younger people especially, who didn't understand that time in our history, exactly what you went through?
Well, you're right about that. It was quite a period of time. We lost quite a few fellows right there. And like I say, Iwo was something else. It was quite the experience, quite the growing up period of time to go there. And there I was. And like I said, I learned a lot of living a life and so forth from in the Marine Corps, especially in Iwo Jima and Okinawa and Kwajalein and Saipan, you name the islands there, we were there.
Did you lose friends? Did you lose a lot of people that you knew during the time of your service?
Yes, I did. I should say I did. I did. You're quite correct about that. I lost a lot of buddies. And it was quite an experience to go through, losing friends that you more or less, not friends you grew up with, but more or less friends you met during the service periods of times.
Do you rely a lot on your training to be able to go past that and continue doing your work?
I don't know if it's training, but the luck of God. I think God had a lot to do with the luck of God. I believed in God, and I believed in a life that should be very serious. And it, to me, it was very serious at that period of time. As a kid, where you really find out what life is about.
And it's, you know, we talk up front that Marty was a, he's a veteran of three different branches of the service, but also three different wars. You just couldn't get enough when it came to serving other folks. You know, World War II, you had your time spent there and with a lot of a lot of hard times and, and a lot of people met and what have you. How did you leave the Marine Corps then?
Well, I felt very fortunate leaving the Marine Corps. I was glad to get out of the Marine Corps because, like I said, for the branch of service, it was pretty rough. They were pretty rough with us. They treated us rough as get out, but maybe it was for our benefit. I assume so now that it was for our benefit, but it sure was rough.
Okay. So, and what did you do after the Marine Corps then?
After the Marine Corps, I went back to Des Moines, and then I went to Drake College here for a while, and I had to be in the service again, so I was in the reserves, and I kept active, always in the military. So that whole period of time until I retired in, 1972, was I finally finished with the military. And all that period of time, I was in and out of the military, different services, in other words, the reserves and so forth, and the National Guard and the State Guard. And, it was quite an experience of living. And I enjoyed all what I did, and I really appreciated a lot of people. I really appreciated what life was about by being in the first, by starting in that lousy Marine Corps. They treated us all, they treated us rough. They hit us with swagger sticks and so forth. They beat us. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that we were abused, but it was probably for our benefit.
You turn around and you want to get back involved again. The Korean War is going on, and you're going to join the Army this time instead of the Marines. Why?
Right. Well, it was convenient because after leaving the Marine Corps, the Army was a lot convenient in Des Moines. In other words, Des Moines is more or less an Army. It was the headquarters of the WACS of Fort Des Moines. Was the center for the training of the WACS and so forth. And Des Moines was quite the place for the Army, especially Camp Dodge. And that's probably, I don't know. I wasn't going back to the Marine Corps, that's for sure. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but it was really my feelings.
You had an opportunity to serve World War II and then the Korean War. How different were the two?
They're all the same, basically. Basically, they're very same. In other words, to me, it's very difficult to distinguish between what base, I mean, what service, branch of service is different to the other branch. To me, they're not. To me, they're not that different at all.
Mm-hmm. So then you move ahead, and you join the Air Force later on in your life, and the Vietnam War is going on, and you're serving there. I suppose if I'm looking for someone to be kind of an expert on how it's changed, how the United States has to fight in different battles like this, you'd be the guy to talk to. Did you notice a big difference between World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and the strategies and how things were done?
Yes. As a courier, we were the first enlisted personnel that were made couriers. And to go to the couriers, I had to go to school in Washington, D.C., and I went to different branches there, like the Pentagon, the Pentagon and other people and so forth like that. And like I said, it was an experience, very good experience, especially the military. Mm-hmm. I believed in the military. I knew I was going to have a military career. I knew this when I was a kid because remember Des Moines right there, was for close to Fort Des Moines and so forth. And like I said, it wasn't difficult for me to realize that I was going to have a career in the military, which I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people will serve in the military or early in their lives and do their time and then walk away and really not, you know, reflect on it a whole lot. But
you've always been
part of different veterans organizations.
Correct.
You show up for different events and things like that over the years. You're proud of that service.
Right. You bet. I wouldn't be any different. I would never change anything. I would have done the same thing as I did. And I really appreciated. I don't look for appreciation from people, but lately I've been getting a little notoriety of what I really did, and I really did this all with the intent that I when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be in the military. My father was in World War I, but like I said, he never raised me. I was raised by my poor grandmother, who, like I said, really was my soul winner. It was my grandmother who raised me in East Des Moines on Maple Street right there. You could see the Capitol Dome. You could see the Capitol right from our back porch. You'd walk out of our back porch there on Maple Street, 713 Maple Street, and then right across there you could see the dome. You could see the Capitol building. It was quite an experience.
Talk a little bit to young people today. You know, if you had a chance to stand out in front of a school classroom, maybe you've done that over the years. What would you want to tell them about, you know, why this guy decided to do all this and jump back in, why they should consider being available if the time should come again when their country needs them?
Yeah, you're right. When I was growing up, I went to movies, different movies, and different movie stars there. I remember Clark Gable and the Civil Wars and so forth. And military always impressed me. I always enjoyed parades and so forth, being in parades all the time. And, gosh, I was in many parades, walking down Grand Avenue there in Des Moines, many times in uniform. And maybe I'm simple, but I enjoyed the military.
You had a chance to meet some folks during your time, too, famous
many
folks.
Many folks who were more or less notoriety, like I said, Tyrone Power, like I said. I got to talk to him a lot. And Hollywood was something else. It was quite an experience meeting those politicians and meeting movie stars, and quite a few. You're right.
So a young superstar athlete from Des Moines joins the service again.
Right. And
how does he end up in Marney, Iowa?
You know, I ended up in Marney, Iowa wanting to work by myself. In other words, I like dirt. I have all kinds of plants and so forth. And like I say, I like animals. I've had many. The best thing I had was my Jersey cow. Poor Lee used to have to go out and milk the cow when I wasn't there. So it's an education of life, really down to earth, when you got the earth and animals.
Again, Marty, we salute you for your service. We thank you very much for all that you've done over the years and the sacrifices that you've made, and you're a lesson for a lot of young people today as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Being lessons, I really appreciate that. Good. Thank you for suggesting all of this. I appreciate it.